Speaking of pipelines, there's a big protest going on in front of the White House. Actress Daryl Hannah getting arrested today. All part of a pipeline protest, protesting a pipeline that's going to go from Canada to Texas. And joining us now on America's Radio Newsline is Bill McKibben, scholar in residence at Middlebury College, founder of 350point.org, and also a fellow person who was arrested, what was it, last week, Bill, in that protest?
Last week, I got the deluxe 3-day, 2-night stay at D.C. Central Cell Block, but it hasn't stopped anyone from coming. This protest outside the White House has become the biggest civil disobedience action in the environmental movement in a generation.
Bill, so far, 400 people arrested?
Nope, so far, 595 as of today, and we're continuing on through Saturday with daily civil disobedience in front of the White House, because this time, one guy, the president, without even having to ask Congress, gets to make the call on this mega project, this pipeline from the tar sands of Alberta that our leading climate scientist, NASA's James Hansen, said recently would mean, quote, it's essentially game over, unquote, for the climate.
And Bill, I'm going to play a little devil's advocate with you, because a leading columnist, Robert Samuelson, he's in the Washington Post and I believe in Newsweek, came out with a column basically extolling the virtues of this, saying that, yes, there are risks with anything technological, but the risks in the industry field are much lower than they used to be. And this is such a huge strategic benefit, not only for the United States, but for Canada as well, all of North America.
So the risk is whether or not the oil will spill on its 1,700-mile trek south to Texas. The precursor pipeline has spilled 12 times in 12 months. They're still trying to clean up the oil, the 700,000 gallons that spilled in the Kalamazoo River last year. And this thing's crossing the Oglala Aquifer, so you better be pretty sure that it's not going to spill. But even if it makes it safe and sound to Texas, there is no question about whether or not then the carbon will spill into the atmosphere. Mr. Samuelson didn't manage to write an entire column in the Washington Post on this without even mentioning global warming, which is the central problem. Look, when we found the first Saudi Arabia 70 years ago, we didn't know a thing about climate change. So it made sense that we went ahead and plumbed it, and now it's half drained. Now we've found a second Saudi Arabia, the next biggest pool of carbon on Earth. But this time, we not only know about global warming, we're seeing it in action. This year has already seen, and we're only in August, more billion-dollar weather-related disasters than any year in the history of the United States.
And, Bill, I definitely want to ask you, because I know that you had come out and made some comments about Hurricane Irene and that you definitely think this is due to climate change.
Sure. My home state of Vermont just saw the single greatest rainfall in its history. It broke the old record by 2 inches in the wake of Hurricane Irene. That's no accident. It's because warm air holds more water vapor than cold. The atmosphere, because we've raised the temperature by burning coal and gas and oil, the atmosphere is 4% moister than it was 40 years ago. It's a huge change in a basic physical parameter. It loads the dice for deluge and downpour and flood. Vermont threw snake eyes on Sunday. It's not alone in this. We've seen unprecedented flooding around the world in the last 12 months. And the Queensland to the Mississippi. And on the same day that Vermont was drowning, Houston and Austin set their all-time high temperature records.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going crazy. The planet is just going crazy as far as weather issues. And I guess the big debate is, I think most people are saying that there is climate change, but is it man-made or not? But back to the pipeline, because we have such a short amount of time, and I watched you on PBS NewsHour last night. I thought it was a great segment. But there was a report issued by the State Department on Friday saying that the pipeline project will present no significant environmental problems. So where does that leave you?
The State Department didn't even talk about global warming. They decided to, they have a long discussion of how many leaks per kilometer are appropriate and things like that, but they ignored the elephant in the room. And they may have done it because there's so much money behind this thing. The pipeline industry pipeline company hired Hillary Clinton's former deputy campaign manager as their chief lobbyist.
But if there's a
because he knows a whole lot about pipelines.
If there's one elephant in the room, it's global warming, but the other is the whole Middle East situation and the instability there, and isn't that as well an elephant in the room? And I hate to give you a time limit, but we're running out of time here.
Look, the best news of the whole year is that people in the Middle East are figuring out how to take control of their destiny. We're happy to see that happening and those places becoming more democratic along the way. That's a really good sign. What we don't need, we just had people in Egypt today outside the Canadian and U.S. embassies protesting this pipeline because they know that all we need is some more global warming.
Bill McKibben, scholar in residence at Middlebury College and very active in this protest over the XL pipeline. Thanks again for being with us. Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much, guys.
Hope to have you back soon, Bill. Thanks.